Welcome to an original musical production for the Easter season, The Disciple Whom Jesus Loves, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. Part 10.
After the controversy in Jerusalem, Jesus returned to Galilee. His reputation had grown. Wherever he went, crowds followed.
Gather near, your holy name they hold so dear. The blind can see, the lame can leap. Promises your actions keep. Jesus, Lord, your power shines in every miracle truth you find. Wisdom flows from lips divine. A kingdom built by your design. By your design.
On this day, near Passover, more than 5,000 gathered on a hillside by the sea to hear him teach. They had come without preparation, hungry for his words, and soon hungry for food as well.
Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called children of God. Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand.
It's getting late. These people have been here all day. Many came from far villages.
And most of them brought no food. I've been thinking the same.
Master, the hour is late, and this is a remote place. Should we send the people away so they can go to the surrounding villages and buy themselves food?
They need not go away. You give them something to eat.
Give them something to eat? But there are thousands. Even 8 months' wages wouldn't buy enough bread for each person to have a bite.
Rabbi, this boy has 5 small barley loaves and 2 fish, but how far will that go among so many?
Have the people sit down in groups.
We looked at each other, confused. Still, we obeyed. We began organizing the crowd into groups that spread across the hillside.
Please, sit together here. Yes, in groups of 50 or so. Yes, make space. Move aside there. Yes, you can sit with your family. Just make way a little. Yes, over there.
Is there going to be more teaching?
I think they're going to feed us.
When everyone was seated, Jesus took the loaves and fish. He looked up to heaven, visibly giving thanks. As he began to break the bread, he gave pieces to each of us. And as we kept breaking, there was more bread.
Look, there's more bread coming from those few loaves.
How is this possible?
And all the people ate until they were satisfied.
Gather the pieces that are left over. Let nothing be wasted.
My basket is full. How can there be more left over than what we started with?
12 baskets full from 5 loaves and 2 fish.
The crowd noticed what happened. There was a surge of excitement.
A miracle.
A sign.
He must be the prophet who is to come into the world.
Let's make him our king.
He could feed our nation and free us from Rome.
The crowd began to press toward Jesus with growing fervor.
Rabbi, they want to make you king. This is it, the moment when your kingdom begins.
Go ahead of me to the other side, to Bethsaida. I will dismiss the crowd.
But Master, isn't this what we've been waiting for? The people are ready to follow you.
Go now, I need time to pray.
We reluctantly began to leave, heading toward where our boat was anchored.
Rabbi, when did you come here? We searched for you on the hillside this morning.
Very truly, I tell you, you are looking for me, not because you saw the signs I performed, but because you ate the loaves and had your fill. Do not work for food that spoils, but for food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you.
What must we do to perform the works God requires?
The work of God is this, to believe in the one he has sent.
What sign then will you give that we may see it and believe you? Our ancestors ate manna in the wilderness. Moses gave them bread from heaven to eat.
Very truly, I tell you, it is not Moses who has given you the bread from heaven, but it is my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is the bread that comes down from heaven and gives life to the world.
Sir, always give us this bread.
I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never hunger. Whoever believes in me will never thirst. Yet you have seen, but do not believe. Your ancestors ate manna in the desert. Yet in time, they all return to dust. But here stands the bread from heaven. Eat of this bread, and you will live forever. My flesh is true food, my blood is true drink. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me, and I in them. This is the bread that came from heaven, not like the manna your ancestors ate. They ate and they died in the desert. Eat this bread, and you will live forever. The spirit gives life, the flesh counts for nothing. The words I speak to you are spirit and life, but some of you do not believe. This is why I told you, no one can come to me unless the Father enables them.
Does this offend you? What if you see the Son of Man ascend to where he was before?
As Jesus made his declaration, the crowd that was once so eager to hear from him quietly dispersed.
Do you also wish to go away?
Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. We have come to believe and to know you are the Holy One of God. Though the crowd may turn away, though your words are hard to bear, though the path is shrouded in mystery, where else would we find such truth? We've seen your power and glory, water to wine, bread from your hands. The lame now walk beside us, the blind now see your face.
Have I not chosen you, the 12?
It was the first time many left him. The crowd who wanted to make him king just a day before now turned away when his teaching became difficult. I remember watching them go, feeling torn between my own confusion and my deep trust in him. There are moments when faith is tested not by opposition, but by the challenge of the truth itself. Peter spoke for us all that day. Where else could we go? But none of us yet understood what he meant about his flesh and blood. That would come later, on a night, followed by an awful day that none of us could have imagined.
To be continued.